At CISA, it's one of our guiding principles that we believe that everyone should have access to locally grown food and farm products. And we find that when a community has farmers working every day to grow food and other farm products, and they bring in the harvest, and then a number of neighbors may be unable to actually buy that product, we sort of feel like that's a community that has important links that are broken. So our goal with our Local Food for All campaign right now is to raise $100,000 by the end of March. We're trying to do that quickly and immediately because we need to turn to managers of farmers markets and let them know if we'll be able to match SNAP or food stamp purchases made at their farmers markets. We want to match it up to $10. And the reason we're doing this is our farmers need to charge a certain price to actually make a living for them and their families. And if we can help households that are on SNAP stretch their SNAP dollars and increase their purchasing power, they too can be an active participant in the community and be able to buy the food that's grown by their farmer neighbors at farmers markets.
Now, I believe there's a SNAP benefits matching program that's existed for a while, correct? So how does this change it?
Some of the individual farmers markets have been doing this kind of fundraising in the past in our part of the state. We've worked with them, and this past year we started this program, SNAP and Save, which was a match of $5. We worked very actively with the Tuesday Market in Northampton and Healthy Hampshire, and they teamed up with us and a couple of other markets, and it was successful. It built on the success that the Tuesday Market had in Northampton. But our goal as we got deeper into this was it's so hard to raise money and to add that task on top of all that a farmer market manager has to do. It seems unfair and unrealistic. And also Healthy Hampshire did a survey of customers who came to the market using SNAP benefits. And in fact, time and time again, they were told that if it could be increased to $10 this match, it would really make a world of difference and provide a lot of incentive for them to come to the market, despite the fact that, you know, markets usually only happen one day a week. They, you know, people felt like that stretching of their SNAP budget and food budget was significant and enabled them to get the healthiest, freshest food you can get.
And to be fair, the prices at many farmers markets are higher than they are in supermarkets, and this in the past has also discouraged people from using their SNAP benefits at farmers markets, correct?
It's more complicated. What is the price of different goods at farmers markets? Some studies have shown that it depends on when you're buying it. When you're buying straight from our farmers, at the height of season, prices oftentimes can be better than what you might find in a supermarket that's sourcing from thousands of miles away. And it also depends, like, do you have the ability to buy in bulk and actually preserve or freeze some of the food that you're buying? So part of it has to do with the strategies and the ways that you're most comfortable using the food that you buy every week to put on the table for your family. I would say that there is a perception at times that costs are higher for local food, but that's oftentimes not true. But even with that perception, that can stop folks from coming to the market with their SNAP or food stamp benefits. And so by having a match of $10, we can invite people in and invite more of the residents in our communities into a farmer's market and really round out what makes these such beautiful community commerce events.
I know there have been studies and there have been some pilot programs that have been run, including here in Western Massachusetts, I believe by the USDA a few years ago, that found that by providing these added benefits to the SNAP recipients, they do increase their healthy eating.
In Western Massachusetts, about 2 years ago, the only USDA study was conducted by the State Department of Transitional Assistance, where they were doing a smaller match. In fact, they were giving 30% back into the SNAP account for every dollar that you bought of any kind of produce, frozen, local, far away, canned, whatever it was. And that study, which was rigorously done, showed that there was a 25% increase in the consumption of fruits and vegetables, which does have an impact on the health status of that individual. So what we have happening here by doing a match of $10 for SNAP at a farmer's market, we enable more residents to shop at a farmer's market. We make it possible for them with loads of dignity for them to be able to pay the purchasing price that a farmer needs to charge. And we also can help increase health status by encouraging the consumption of fruits and vegetables, and nothing tastes better than something that's been harvested that day by our farmers.
If you're successful in raising the funds that you need, how many farmers markets in the Pioneer Valley would then participate in this program?
We think that the minimum will be about 20 farmers markets, and there's the potential for another 5 or 10 to become more involved. I do also want to say that the other part to our $100,000 campaign is to increase the number of seniors who can participate in our Senior Farm Share program, where we provide a slice of the summer harvest to low-income elders in the three counties, and that would increase it from 400 to 450 individuals.